Hello, hello. It's Brooke Devard, and you're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast.
I feel like I haven't done a Beauty Secrets episode in the longest time, and what better reason than Beyonce, right?
Now, I'm very excited. I have a very special guest for today's listeners, Beyonce. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be on the show.
Could you imagine? I mean, if she was really here, I'd have to be recording from heaven. My soul would have left my body at this point.
I have been living for Beyonce for almost 20 years of my life. I mean, she's everything. I was 10 years old. I was just talking to my parents about this when I had my birthday party at Jones Beach. Destiny's Child was opening for Christina Aguilera. We got there like at 5 p.m. when the doors opened. I did not care about seeing Christina Aguilera at all. We were also 10, like we had school the next day. I remember like after Beyonce and Destiny's Child opened, I was ready to go home. That's all I needed. So aside from all of her talent and work ethic and her place in culture, just put all of that aside, pretend that doesn't exist. Just Beyonce as a woman is insanely gorgeous. I mean, she is a beautiful, beautiful woman, and she has been ever since I can remember. There's this photo of Beyonce going around, and on the left, there's a photo of her at 21. I think it was during the Crazy in Love shoot when she was in those denim shorts and a white tank top. And then next to that is a picture of her at 36. And you literally, you're like, wow, you look the same, maybe even better in your mid-30s after having, she's had, what, 3 kids now?
Let's just start with the body. Beyonce's been open in the past about how she struggled with her weight.
I'm not naturally the thinnest woman. I have curves. I'm proud of my curves. And I have struggled since a young age with diets and finding something that actually works and actually keeps the weight off has been difficult for me.
Now, clearly the plant-based diet is working for her. Her body is incredible.
We all know that she's been vegan for the past 21 days, and we've seen glimpses of what she eats. I've seen some very artfully cut avocados, and avocados are great. They fill you up. They're full of fat. They're really, really good for your hair and your skin. They're a very, like, naturally beautifying food. So we know that her diet is impeccable, just impeccable. And she looks so healthy. Like, you can see that glow in her skin. I remember when she went on that lemonade master cleanse diet with like lemon water and maple syrup and cayenne pepper and water, and like you just drink that for something like 7 days. It was way, way back. I think it was when she was filming Dreamgirls, and I remember seeing her. She was so thin. Like when I look back now, I'm like, wow, you were so, so thin. So, so thin. But it didn't look as great and amazing as she looks now. Like there's something about seeing her look so healthy and so beautiful and so clearly fit, but then still have these curves that's just like, ugh, the perfect female form. Like she is just a vision. And here's the thing, she has these amazing curves, but she also knows exactly what to wear to accentuate them. And those denim shorts, I mean, when that Coachella set started, by the way, I should just say, I'm watching all of this on the internet. Like, I was not even there, and I am still shooketh.
I am shooketh. I am shooketh.
And listen, I'm not even going to talk about Beychella. There have been so many amazing podcasts on her revolutionary performance, still processing from the New York Times.
Oh my God, it's like everything. It makes me feel...
Yeah, no.
I'm just like, I'm really happy for where she's landed in her life.
This is
a weird thing to say, but
of the most, the end of this moment right here, where the music is gone and the legs are still twitching,
yeah.
Like this orgasmic leg twitch.
Yeah.
They did an awesome episode. Obviously, Kid Fury and Crystal from The Read.
Like you don't have
it's Beyonce, and then it's the rest of y'all.
It's just that's just what it is. And if you are mad about it, you can be. I'm not going to argue with you because I'm too busy getting my life. I've never been to a Beyonce show and been disappointed.
Nope.
I haven't listened to a Beyonce album and been disappointed.
Nope.
Like
she just does it.
The first hour and a half of their latest podcast is just going up for Beyonce and explaining why she's life. So if you want the breakdown on why that performance was everything, go there. This leads me into my first beauty tip that I think that we can get from Beyonce. Beyonce always slays basics. Like, I'm talking, she always has the perfect tank, the perfect shorts, the perfect jeans. And it takes a lot of time and minimal investment to get it right. But it is like when everything else is on point, like you just want to make sure you have that perfect white tank top that fits you just right. Now, me telling you to get perfect basics may seem like a weird beauty tip, but actually, the reason why Beyoncé looks so good so much of the time, I'm realizing, is because she's simple. Like, she knows how to just pare everything back and be simple and not try to do too much. I mean, sometimes she does too much, and I love that also. Like, I love both versions of her. But somehow, I think that she looks her best when she's just, like, an everyday basics, but it's, like, the most elevated version of an everyday basic. So, those denim shorts, for example, you need, like, two afternoons hitting up major department stores, trying on every single pair of denim shorts they have, and, like, really looking in the mirror and sitting down and making sure that when you sit down, you don't, if it doesn't gap in the back, that always happens to me with all my shorts. Like, make sure they look good from every angle, make sure it's the wash you want, the cut you want. It's not something that you can just go on fashionova.com and just order a pair and think that you're just going to have the perfect cute denim shorts. No, like, whoever picked those for her, whatever stylist, I'm sure went through, like, maybe 100 pairs of shorts, like, to get the perfect cut. And then once they got them, then it's tailoring, right? So one of the best things I ever decided to start doing was just getting my jeans tailored, whether it was taking up the hem or taking up extra room in the waist. It makes a huge difference to get even a basic, even something as basic as a t-shirt. Sometimes it's worth spending money on, because when you have on a very just simple outfit, it kind of allows the rest, like the skin and everything else, to do the talking. Personally, this spring and summer, I am so looking forward to a super simple tank or tee tucked into some high-waist jeans, high-waisted shorts, cute pair of sunglasses, sneakers, sandals. I want to do less and have it say more. The other thing that I really like about denim shorts, I'm like literally getting so excited to go buy new denim shorts, because I don't have like that perfect pair yet. I've kind of convinced myself like, oh, these are fine. Some of them are like too tight. I just like need to go out there and just find them. But I think what I like about them, they feel so freeing because it says like it's the weekend. Like it's, let's be real, I have a corporate job. What I wear on the weekends is pretty similar to what I wear at work. Like, now that it hasn't been like hot yet, so I'm wearing like skirts or midi dresses and flats. Like, I would never in my entire life ever be in a work scenario in denim cutoff shorts. Like, it's just, there's no scenario in which that would be appropriate. So there's something about like putting on denim shorts that just like signals like I am off the clock. Like, they are the ultimate summer item, and I can't wait to be sitting here recording this very podcast in a pair of denim shorts. Like, they just scream summertime fine, and I love them. Okay, second beauty tip from Beyoncé, dancing as cardio. This is so key. Like, I heard that she practiced 11 hours a day leading up to her performance. Like, that is so much cardio. You were burning so many calories dancing, and I think it's so overlooked. Now, I am not a good dancer by any stretch, but I do love to dance. And I take classes at Banana Skirt Fitness here in New York. Their classes are so much fun. Like, I just did a Cardi B, I Like It dance choreo class. They pick cute songs, and they also have like hour-long classes that are all just like dancehall music or all Drake or all Beyoncé songs. And you just sweat, but you're also just like shaking your ass, and they turn off the lights, and before you know it, you've spent an hour straight just like dancing, doing cardio. Dancing for hours on end, like, not only will it have you snatched, you will also be in such good physical condition. Like, I don't know if you noticed, but Beyoncé was never out of breath. She didn't stop and pause and take time in between these insane sets. Like, she just went and went and went. And dance is so good for getting into good, like, respiratory shape. Remember the Teyana Taylor fade video? Yeah. Remember her body? Everyone wanted to know, like, what do you eat? And she's like, I'm not a healthy eater. And they're like, what do you do? And she was like, I just dance. Like, dancing is what I do to get into shape like this. I can
feel it. The dancing has always been in me. This dancing is really underrated in the fitness world, I feel.
And I think dancing is so great because it's more dynamic than just running on a treadmill or lifting weights. Like, dancers have great bodies for a reason. They can move gracefully and they have great posture, and it's because like the exercise of dance like challenges your muscles, but then it also burns fat because your heart rate's up, so you're in like a cardio zone. it's kind of like the best combination of like yoga and running and weight training and toning, because you have to engage your muscles as well. The curves that Beyonce has are clearly God-given. I mean, one, look at Miss Tina as well, right? So it's not like we can all take, you know, 4 dance classes a week and then wake up and have Beyonce's body. I'm certainly never going to have hips like that. But I do think that dancing, in a weird way, reveals like the best version of your body. And I think that it helps you to own your body more. So you've got a little bit more swagger in your walk. Your posture is a little bit better. There's something about dance that I think gives you a really great body. Okay, the third Beyonce tip, this is from Sir John. He is her personal makeup artist and the man responsible for creating her look for Coachella. And this was an article, I believe it was in Vogue. I will link to it below, but he was talking about how he handles Beyonce's approach to beauty and skincare. Direct quote, "I can't stress this enough, but keeping your skin hydrated is extremely important. Not only does it help your skin just look and feel better, but your makeup will glide on. So moisturize, moisturize, moisturize." He is also obsessed with toning. He recommends L'Oreal's Pure Clay Mask, Ren's Glycol Lactic Radiance Renewal Mask, and Caudalie's Beauty Elixir. These three products will have your skin prepped and ready to go in no time. So this article is hyperlinked to all of these products. He, no doubt, I'm sure, is a brand ambassador for one of them. I love everything he's saying, but you don't need to go and buy these products. Clay masks are so good for your skin. Rasool clay is my favorite because it really does dry out all impurities from the skin, but it doesn't strip your skin of moisture. Bentonite clay can be sometimes, for some people, drying. I think Rasool clay is just a bit gentler, and I just take a bit of clay, add in some distilled water, smooth it on my face. If I'm feeling fancy, I'll add honey to that mix, but it's just the easiest mask to do. And Rasool clay is very easy to get. It's not that expensive because a little goes a long way. So if you get a huge pack of clay, that's going to be like at least a year's worth of face masks. I do hair masks with Rasool clay as well, so mine goes by a little quicker, but it's a very worthwhile investment. You can order it on Amazon. I will link to some options below. And then the Caudalie Beauty Elixir, it's just like different natural oils mixed together in a fancy serum bottle. I have been loving argan oil lately. I have been using my sea buckthorn oil, which has been amazing to my skin so far. Figure out which oils are the best for your skin type and just make your own serum. You don't have to buy some fancy serum. It's pretty straightforward science. There are tons of guides online. I will also link to things here. So I guess this third beauty tip is really just take good care of your skin. And Beyonce, really, her skin is always perfect. And if it's being covered up with makeup, it's not heavy caked on makeup, because I feel like I can always see her skin. She always has this like beautiful glow. Like, she never looks overly matte, or she's just, her skin is beautiful. And it's probably the vegan diet, and it's probably all of the amazing skincare that she's doing, and she's probably getting like God knows what type of facials done whenever she wants. Like, she could afford to do the craziest things to her skin, but it sounds like, at least from this, that she is taking a very simple approach. And yeah, simple pays off. Like, when you use good quality products and you're just diligent about the basics. So beauty tip number 3 from Beyonce: prioritize skincare, put your skincare first, make sure you're moisturizing, make sure that you are doing some sort of nice treatment for yourself, whether it's like your own oil serum or clay masks every week. Try to just pamper and baby your skin. Now, my fourth tip, I was going to do a section on hair, but honestly, like, if you don't have the Beyonce budget or her incredibly talented team of hair magicians, I would tread very, very carefully on trying to recreate Beyonce's hair looks. Like, these wigs are, I don't know where they begin. They just stay on. She flips her head. I have never seen a wig do what Beyonce's wigs are capable of doing. Honestly, I think it's a fruitless pursuit to try to copy her hairstyles if you do not naturally have extremely thick, curly, long wavy hair that comes like down to your butt. Like if that's your hair type, and it can handle lots of different hair dyes and ombre effects. Like, but even it's not even just the hair; it's all of the like the work that goes into coloring her hair is so artful. Like, unless you have a lot of money to spend, I would not try to mimic Beyoncé's hair. Like, I do think that I love her use of, like, golden highlights. And because I refuse to dye my own hair for reasons around just trying to keep it, like, as healthy as possible, I love using box braids or crochet braids as an opportunity to play with highlights. So I will get like a 27 or a 30, like a lighter brown color to mix in with my 1B when I'm doing braids. And I'll ask the braider or stylist or whoever's doing my hair to like put more of the lighter pieces towards the front. And I feel like that's my way of of like having highlights for a while, like kind of like golden blonde highlights. Some people do ombre, that looks beautiful as well. But I think that if you are doing protective styling, it's a great opportunity to play with highlights. And now that the summer's coming up, I think golden hues look really, really beautiful. So yeah, these are all of my beauty tips. Beyoncé has got me inspired to go into this summer with the perfect basics. Item number one, a pair of perfectly fitting denim shorts. I am going to be tailoring my basics to perfection this summer. I will be dancing a lot more and trying to get as many dance classes in as my form of cardio. I will be taking care of my skin, trying to really, really stay on my skincare routine. If the foundation isn't right, then the rest of your makeup routine, it's not going to work. Like, good skin is so, so important. And I just don't want to lose sight of that. Like, I just want to stay on my routine. I want to keep drinking lots of water. I want to keep trying to get sleep. I want to keep trying to do these special masks. Like, I want to keep pampering my skin. And Beyoncé is an amazing reminder to do just that. And last but not least, I'm going to try highlights. I have a trip coming up soon to Bali, and I think I'm going to do crochet braids, and I think I'm going to definitely get some like lighter pieces mixed in. All right. You can follow me on social media at Brooke Devard. Subscribe to the show, share it with people, use the hashtag Naked Beauty Podcast, rate, review, subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. All right, guys. Thank you for listening. This episode has been mixed by Layla Oweda.